Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I did not see Big Poppy and Vladdy Guerrero live with that, but I saw the clips.
Pretty good.
Very good.
Pretty good with Jeter and A-Rod also on the panel.
Yankees lose. Right there. And they did it about 700 times.
As they should have.
They kept going back to it. It was very funny. My name is Chad Hartman. Here's Dave Harrigan. We're here until 3. I want to thank Steve, John, and Andy. I was off yesterday honoring something tied to Jordana's event.
This is official station business.
This is. Now, it wasn't torture for me because I was playing golf.
Are you saying this normally is?
No, I'm not saying any of the events that I pledged to participate are torture. I was just saying what I'm saying. It was a work-related event.
Well, I'm just saying, your normal work day is not torture either, right?
Well, some of golf sometimes can be torture.
That's true.
Okay. Sometimes it can be torture. But these gentlemen, in particular Steve, bid money because of what we do with blood cancer, because of what Jordana has faced.
Helping fund the mission of NMDP.
Yeah. They're great people. And yeah, I'm more team summer than team fall. But if you're going to have a fall day, 64, 65, light Zephyr enough to make the club selection, you got to think about it a little
bit.
And play with three great guys. It was a great day.
Good.
It was a great day. We had fun afterwards. We solved every world's problem. So there are no issues in the world anymore. But
you get credit for the peace deal.
We're going there, and Donald John Trump deserves plenty of praise. Yes, I, Chad Hartman, just said that. Donald Trump deserves a great deal of praise. That's just my view. In fact, why don't we just, this right now, 651-461-9226. Are you willing to say Donald Trump deserves a great deal of praise for where we most likely are heading? Okay, get to that in a second. But again, just for all the folks who have been a part of this blood cancer battle, for Jordana, for the people who listen, for the people who contribute, it's great. And just meeting three really smart, successful people who for some reason listen to our silly show and wanted to contribute, it was a great day.
We'll have another good time tomorrow with another blood cancer donor.
Because
Meanest Mom in Minnesota will be in here.
And we're getting food, right?
She's requested no food, actually.
No food? I thought we were going to have food.
Here's the problem.
Yeah.
I think the meanest mom in Minnesota
might not
be filling up to that bill. She said, you know what? I will pass on the lunch because she's bringing her teenage son with her.
Okay.
Check out the radio thing, see what it's all about.
Right.
And she promised him a meal downtown after the show.
Well, does that prevent Brad from buying us lunch?
No, it does not.
Yeah.
That's true.
Brad, we'll still take the company lunch.
Very happily.
Because I put down a notable amount of cash yesterday for the blood cancer
event. You know what? We'll take their lunches, too.
Yeah.
If the meanest mom doesn't want it.
No, we're not taking your lunch and the kids' lunch. Now, maybe afterwards we will, because they're going to be part of Am I Wrong,
yes,
right?
They're going to. She's taking over Am I Wrong.
She's taking
over. The committee has stepped down for the week. She is the committee.
And she's listened to Am I Wrong.
She's very familiar with Am I Wrong.
All right. That's good. That's good. And then I have another event I need to plan here in a couple of weeks. So a lot of stuff taking place. Big announcement yesterday on what appears to be a path to an agreement to end this war. I say appears. I'm not trying to downplay anything. I'm just trying to acknowledge that I don't trust Hamas for one second. Why would anyone trust Hamas? And also, the Israeli Security Council and the Prime Minister are voting on it right now. So things potentially could, where we could make progress, significant progress. Oh, very good. In fact, we just got word that Aaron David Miller is going to join us at 12:35. So we'll continue this out. This deserves it. And so I want to see what Aaron has to say, because he's been involved in the Middle East as a negotiator, as a part of Secretary of State's offices for both Republicans and Democrats. And this all started with Hamas's grotesque act October 7th. It has continued with overwhelming, forceful bludgeoning by the Israelis. Absolutely, they should have responded and targeted Hamas leadership and Hamas. Do I think they could have been more surgical in their approach? Yes, I do. Yes, it. Do I think Hamas is a bunch of cowards who will hide amongst hospitals and neighborhoods and are willing to sacrifice any amount of Palestinians to save themselves? Of course they are. But there have been tens and tens and tens and tens of thousands of Palestinians who have been killed. And when individuals will automatically put every Palestinian with Hamas, I find that insulting. I find that tone deaf. I find that a lack of objectivity. I find that a lack of dealing with facts. There is no doubt, Dave Harrigan, you have many Palestinians who have supported Hamas, who believe in Hamas, who voted for Hamas. You also have hundreds of thousands of other Palestinians who want no part of Gaza. And it's very easy to sit here, wherever you might live in America, and say, oh, they should speak out more. Yeah, how do you think that's going to work out for a Palestinian living in Gaza to speak out against Hamas?
They will not speak out for long.
No, they'll be beheaded.
That's right.
They'll be killed.
And now, their families.
Yes. And their families would be killed first right in front of them. Now, I'm absolutely not suggesting in any way that Israel had to say, okay, you killed 1,200-some innocents. We don't do anything. They had to respond. And Israel is not completely surrounded, but is surrounded by a lot of other leadership countries or terroristic groups that have formed who want to end the lives of anyone who's associated with Israel. So it's not easy. And clearly this happened when Joe Biden was still president. Do I believe it wouldn't have happened if Donald Trump was president? There's zero proof of that. There's no proof of that. I wish it wouldn't have happened in the first place. Biden administration, over and over again, continued to support Israel, but also occasionally would ask questions like, you're as brilliant as you are with, what was it? Was it the walkie-talkies, the phones? What happened like 16 months ago or so where they really get, were they even pagers? I forget right now.
I think it was pagers.
Yeah. And they killed so many people. And the genocide word gets tossed out and debated a lot. Okay? For the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of individuals who are living there, Dave, and, you know, may not love Israel, let's be clear about that, but really wants no part of Hamas leadership. And they've had to watch their children die. They've had to struggle for food. That has been torture for them. You know what else is torture? Killing innocent Israelis who are at a music festival. That's torture. So, to bring this to a conclusion when clearly the Biden administration tried ferociously to get this done. And the Trump administration has picked up on it. And it's with Witkoff, it's with Marco Rubio, it appears Jared Kushner has been in the mix a lot longer than maybe we even have known. We've known the last few months he's been involved. Seems like he might have been involved even more so. The President of the United States, when a conflict of this level gets resolved, if it happens, I'm still saying it just wouldn't shock me if Hamas goes back on their word. It just would not. If it happens, or even for the effort, Donald Trump deserves plenty of credit. He just does. Does he exaggerate about the amount of other wars he solved? Of course he does. Come on. Nobody believes that. Well, you know, plenty of people believe it. It's just not true. And because when you think about all the presidents involved in the Middle East and the credit they were given. Think about Jimmy Carter. It was a longer lasting deal. Think about Bill Clinton. Think about how far Bill Clinton really wanted to go to give the Palestinians statehood. So Trump has this relationship with Netanyahu, and clearly the reporting says at times Netanyahu went farther than Trump wanted him to go, including the attacks in Qatar. But Trump in some ways has called his bluff on this one, saying, we got this 20-point peace plan. BB, this is as good as you're going to get. Think about the amount of leaders you annihilated. It's time to say enough is enough and bring your soldiers back. Most importantly, bring the hostages back and try to have some normalcy until guess what's going to happen, because it's the Middle East, the next major conflict. Because it always happens. But if you're the President of the United States and you're this involved and it appears we're going to get resolution, if you're not willing to give him some credit, then you're borderline never going to give him credit. Do you agree with my statement? Does Dave Harrigan agree with my statement? You can offer up phone calls. You can offer up texts. We're going to stay with this a little bit today because this has become an enormous issue and we have not talked about it nearly as much as the previous show. But on a day like this, we rightfully so should discuss it. And me, you know, frequent man who praises Donald Trump frequently, I'm willing to say right here and there, Donald Trump deserves a great deal of credit. You agree or disagree? 651-461-9226.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I got it.
It's not that hard today.
No. That's your issue. The Wild start tonight. Bill Guerin makes his purse.
I've never walked
numerous
into something more than that.
First of many appearances, a joke that Bill Guerin also would appreciate. So we got.
He doesn't always appreciate your jokes.
No, he does not, and I guarantee he's not going to appreciate everything I say throughout the year, and that's why it's good. That's why he's great. The only show Bill Guerin is a regular on is this show. Okay, so to suggest we don't talk enough hockey in this, what do you think it says about Bill Guerin? If Bill Guerin didn't think we know hockey to some level, he wouldn't come on the show on a regular basis. So the bumper music, the word wild.
We got wild music.
Will be included. Okay. I love one texter is telling me my Trump derangement syndrome is showing. I started the show saying the President of the United States deserves credit for what is happening here. I said it then like three more times, yeah. And my TDS is
you
showing.
Also said you don't believe it when he says he stopped seven wars.
It's because it's not factually true. Okay.
Well, forget that other world leaders actually involved in those wars are laughing about him saying that.
Yes. Go find that video where they're laughing about it, including some of the folks involved in the wars themselves.
Yeah, I think that's what I said.
Right. I'm still just chuckling about that. Whether we like him or not, I really tip my hat to him. God bless America. More text. Of course, Trump played a huge role in the peace deal. More text. Why do we need to praise Trump? He's so good at taking that lap himself and adding to it by saying he ended the 6-7. Oh, yeah. I caught some of the cabinet today. And again, it's they're trying to give him a verbal orgasm over and over and over again. I mean, it's insatiable. They know what he wants to hear. They do it, and we air it. It's right out of state run. It's just right out of countries that we can't imagine that we're one of, where they all just have to go around and in different ways just say how brilliant he is, and it's way over the top. It's just way over the top. But if you were the President of the United States – and a conflict of over 2 years is ended. If you're saying he doesn't deserve credit, then I think your head's in the sand. And by the way, TDS is such a weak way of responding. This is a show where we talk current events. And the most influential person on the planet. And he makes, offers up about 20 different pieces of news every day. Is Donald John Trump. And if you are criticizing him, you differ with where he stands on his comments or his policy. It doesn't mean it's derangement. It's I'm paid a nice chunk of change to give my opinion on the current events, and I'm not afraid like other stations where they don't want to talk about Trump because they're afraid of upsetting someone. That's talk radio cowardice, by the way, especially if these are topics you normally discuss. So it's just I disagree with them. But he offers it up, and his followers can completely go with it. Let's not forget that Netanyahu extended the war to protect himself from going to jail. I agree with that. He's not going to war because of this. He's going to war because of his corruption, or going to jail potentially because of his the corruption he's been involved with. Biden was too weak to get it done. You know that, Chad. Well, I said when in 2022 that Joe Biden, maybe even 2021, it was very early in the presidency. Where is he? What's going on? What's happening? The first member of Congress on this show said that Biden shouldn't run for re-election. Not on any other show, this show. Okay, so the idea that we didn't talk about Biden is laughable. And I'm giving Trump credit. And Biden wasn't strong enough at times to be president. They hit him. It was shameful. Okay. Now, he put in a lot of work on it. A pushback would be, Dave, if a war goes on long enough, at some point it has to come to an end. Doesn't always work that way in the Middle East, though.
It's not worked that way in the Middle East.
No, I mean, they just go on.
They take pauses once in a while.
On and on. Thank you, Chad. He's a man of peace, and yes, he deserves credit. Not sure I think he's automatically. I mean, isn't every president in theory a man of peace? Don't they all want peace?
It's usually better.
Yeah. I mean, here's another one. His two attacks against Iraq. Oh, no, excuse me, against Iran. Soleimani in the first term, and the attack at the nuclear site didn't really do what he suggested, where it totally obliterated it, it's done forever. But where's Iran's response that, like, was going to end us as a country?
It was not very strong.
No. Chad, I will begrudgingly agree with you that he deserves some credit, but he doesn't raise all the horrible, disgust, inhumane things that he does to human beings in this country and other places. Oh, I'm not suggesting here all of a sudden I'm just team Trump in every way. It is frightening that he is suggesting that he would like to see a governor of a state and a mayor of a city. This is Chicago, Illinois, with Johnson and Pritzker. He wants them arrested because they're not following his policy. We're allowed to have policy and political differences in our country, right, without sending people to jail?
I think we are.
We're really – and what would happen if Trump sends Pritzker to jail? What would most of the MAGA group say about that?
Deserves it.
I think most of the voters would. Would there at least be enough MAGA politicians who would say, I'm glad we have the National Guard. I prefer the president's policies. But sending a governor to jail because they don't agree on policy is absolutely the wrong thing to do.
The way it's going, Ted Cruz and Marjorie Taylor Greene would be the first ones to speak up.
I know. She was on with Wolf Blitzer.
Yeah. Wolf just praising
Wolf her. Just glowing praise for when Marjorie now is coming more moderate in the MAGA group. That's a rather interesting twist. Aaron David Miller, his professional life has been about the Middle East for decades. More on this story when we come back. Want to talk Aquarius?
Yes, I would.
Let's talk Aquarius, and let's talk about people who've listened to this station for a long, long time or listened to other stations or watch the ads with Ron Shera and a lot of people who believe in Aquarius. You want to know why so many of us believe in it? Because it's a great product and the follow-up is tremendous. And this is the time to reach out to Aquarius Home Services, obvious website, AquariusHomeServices.com, and get that Kinetico drinking water system. Every day, unless I'm out of town, I am all over that Kinetico drinking water system and enjoying the great water. By the way, that water immensely better than the terrible water we have in this building. Just a fact. Right now, you can save up to 25% on a new top-of-the-line Kinetico drinking water system. Don't wait. This company around since 1987, earning the right to be recommended. I've been a customer for 30-plus years. Track them down. Get that Kinetico drinking water system today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.